Hello, and welcome back to the Akeshia Kincheya podcast. This is a place where I help support and inspire creative entrepreneurs to achieve their dreams. I'm your host, Akeshia Kincheya, a wedding and event planner, designer, author, speaker, business coach, and celebrations expert. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about something that you're probably thinking about or something you've been struggling with because you don't know what to do with it. And it's being a multi-passionate. I consider myself a multi-hyphenate is what I describe myself, even in my bio. So we're embracing the vibrancy of being multi-passionate, which means that you love more than one thing and you have multiple passions. And sometimes you don't know if you're going in the right direction or which one to pursue. We're going to talk about that. So whether you are an artist, entrepreneur, wedding planner, photographer, or someone with multiple interests, this episode is a toast to your diverse talents and more. Let's jump in. Welcome to the Akeshia Kincheya podcast, a podcast tailored for wedding and event professionals eager to elevate their businesses. I'm Akeshia Kincheya, your host and guide on this transformative journey. As a multi-hyphenate with a diverse collage of roles, including luxury wedding planner, event designer, international speaker, author, and seasoned business coach, I have meticulously crafted a career intertwining threads of passion, resilience, and an unwavering pursuit of vision. Each week, join me as we navigate through the vibrant landscape of creative business, unlocking secrets to branding that resonates, marketing that engages, and strategies designed for unparalleled growth. Expect insights, practical tips, and conversations with industry leaders, all designed to help you build and scale an event business that thrives and resonates with your clients. Are you ready to transform your passion into a paycheck and connect with clients who see and appreciate your value? Then you are in the right place. I am thrilled to share this journey with you. Subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and let's dive into success, inspiration, and empowerment together. Now let the show begin. All right, let's do this. Okay, so I'm going to start with a personal story. I want to share a little bit of my own story as I navigate the world of being multi-passionate, my multi-passionate journey, so to say. It's been a tale of different passions, of dreams pursued. Some I kept, some I didn't keep. And the beautiful chaos that comes with embracing all the facets that you are. Now, I truly believe that there are different kinds of people. There are some people that are truly built to be have single passions or single focus, so to say, and that is okay. But there are also people like me and maybe you that are just not built like that. They are built with multiple passions, multiple capabilities, and multiple interests, and that is okay too. Because I chose to talk about this topic and have this episode today because there's been a time or a phase where I felt like I was crazy and I felt like I was doing too much because people literally said, you're doing too much. And what are you again? Are you a planner? Are you a coach? I'm not sure. Right. And for some people, that's enough to have them retreat and go back to what they think people want them to be doing. And there's a difference between what people want you to do and what you're passionate about. I believe in living your dreams to your fullest potential. I believe in seeing things through. I believe in at least trying, because the only way to know is to try, is to actually jump in. And as I look back on my journey, it's never been linear. I found myself drawn to different fields, from event planning to design to coaching to writing to things beyond weddings and events. And I've just always been like that. Growing up, I always found myself drawn to different interests. On one hand, there was the allure of, you know, the creativity found in event planning. And as I dug deeper into that, I found my love for design as well. I had no idea that design was in my future, I would say 15 years ago, literally, right? And there's always a burning desire to do other things. Like for me, as I figured things out and I found my way, right, into the world of weddings and events and design and planning, I thought about how difficult it was for me when I started, and how I really didn't have the resources and help that I needed. And then my desire and passion to guide and mentor others led me into coaching. And then my love for storytelling and sharing my knowledge even further led me to become an author with my two books now. And then on and on and on. My passion for connecting with others led me to become a podcast host, right? So we're here. And I say that to say that you having multiple interests doesn't mean that you don't take one thing seriously. It just means you're multi-passionate. And that's all that it is. You have multiple passions. And I remember in those early days, I felt a bit overwhelmed, a little bit isolated. Actually, I take that back. Very much isolated, because people around me were not pursuing multiple things like I was interested in doing. And I felt very alone. I felt very odd. I felt that I was doing too much, right? But then as I finally got comfortable with myself and my ability to educate, inspire, deliver, I chose that whatever I did, I want to do it from a place of excellence. And that is the only reason I was staying something, is that I'm passionate about it, but I'm also going to give it my all, my everything, and come from a place of excellence. So if I was doing courses, coaching, I would show up for that and deliver with the utmost a level of being a professional and excellent, right? But quite honestly, getting to this place right now, was very difficult. Just being comfortable in saying I'm multi-passionate, I'm a multi-hyphenate, and I'm okay with it, right? Because society often tells us that choosing it, society teaches us or tells us that we have to choose one path, to specialize in one thing, to stay in our lane, right? And my question is, has always been, well, what if I'm interested in multiple lanes? And I'm passionate about all of them, right? So I faced moments of doubt where I questioned my drive to chase multiple dreams. People used to make me feel, let's say, unfocused for being multi-passionate, for being a multi-passionate entrepreneur. But here's the thing. I realized that each of these passions didn't pull me away from my path. That was my path. This is my path. And coming to that place of realization is a very powerful thing. And I want to repeat that again. I realize that each of these passions that I have did not pull me away from my path. I was actually in my path. These passions are my path. So I'm exactly where I need to be. What I needed to figure out was the how. How can I make all these passions work? How can I deliver the utmost level of excellence? It was the how. And there are different strategies to that I will share. It's what I use. And people ask me, how in the hell do you do all these things and still do events and coach and you have your lifestyle brand? And how? It's really implementing strategies and really, really having the strength to differentiate between a passion and a something you're influenced by. A lot of times we see things that people are doing and automatically think, oh, I should be doing that. But, you know, you have to go back and ask yourself, why? Why do I feel like I have to do this? Is this something I'm passionate about? Or is this just a temporary feeling? Or is it coming from a place of pressure and from society or social media, whatever, or comparison? Because I always say, just because someone else is doing something doesn't mean you have to do it. You have to do it your way, in the way that works for you, in the way that you enjoy it. And I shared with someone recently, and I said, I enjoy every bit of what I'm doing right now. The moment the passion, that fire, that desire is gone, that thing will be gone as well, right? So anyway, so I learned that embracing my diverse passion is not a distraction. It's my superpower, right? So if you are listening and you have multiple passions, maybe you want to write books, you want to do videos, you want to have a membership where you share, you want to do a lot of things, and you're afraid that you are being distracted and you should be focused on one thing, I'm here to tell you in this episode that you are exactly where you need to be. And if you find yourself being a multi-passionate entrepreneur individual, that is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And I stand by that. I have multiple passions. I have things brewing in my head all the time. Now, not all ideas become a reality. That's another thing too. Like I said, you have to know the difference between a true passion and a distraction, right? And a distraction can come from something you saw recently that someone else was doing, and you feel like you should be doing it too, versus you having a very, very deep, deep desire to inspire, to motivate, to create things. And that has been what a multi-passionate is. That is who I am. And I'm happy and excited to say today that I am very much okay and comfortable being a multi-passionate entrepreneur or human, right? Okay, so this podcast, like I said, is really focused on that realization. This episode is about realizing that it is okay to be a multi-passionate individual, right? Now, with that said, I will also tell you that choosing this path in the beginning and sometimes now is never easy, because you're juggling a lot of roles. Yes, would it be easier if you did one thing and did that over and over and over again? Absolutely. But here's the thing, that's not who I am, and I would never be okay with that. So that means coming to the realization that if you are choosing the path of being a multi-passionate entrepreneur, you're going to juggle a lot of roles. You're going to face some challenges. I face challenges from managing time to dealing with occasional skepticism and maybe dropping the ball because I wasn't so organized in one particular area. But I've learned lessons along the way. This journey is exactly as it should be, because you pick up lessons as you go. You make mistakes, you learn, you get better, right? I've learned some really valuable lessons along the way about balance, about prioritization, and most importantly, about being true to myself. And that is the biggest gift you can ever give yourself, is to be truly, truly owning and being true to yourself. Not living for other people, not doing things because you think society, you know, feels like you should be doing that. There are a lot of people right now that are doing things because it's what they think they should be doing versus what they really love, what their purpose is. A lot of people are not living in their purpose. They are living in the expectation still of society. And I think that that's a very sad place to be, quite honestly. Once you find your true comfortable and you're being true to yourself and you are doing the things that ignite you, that is meaningful, there's just a whole another level of joy and satisfaction from that. That's why I always ask people when I have guests on the podcast, I ask them what their definition of success is. And it's interesting because everyone has a different response to that. And it's now something to really think about, right? I want you to, if you're listening or as you're listening, pause for a second and ask yourself, what does success mean to me? And for me, success has always been impact. It's been about sharing what you know. Even if I'm able to impact one person in a positive way, that is success. So success for me is always about impact. And because of the gifts I've been blessed with, it is essential for me to be a multi-passionate individual. It is essential. That's the only way I can impact people in different ways based on the gifts that I've been blessed with. So it's never easy, but you learn to prioritize, to balance, listen to yourself, make time for self-care, and of course, most importantly, be true to yourself. So to anyone listening who finds themselves with multiple passions, interests, or career paths, I'm here to tell you that it is okay. In fact, it's more than okay, because you know why? It is a gift. Embracing the full spectrum of your interests doesn't make you scattered, unfocused. It makes you whole. It makes you you. So stay with me as we navigate a little bit more about what being a multi-passionate looks like and how to recognize if you're one of those wonderfully complex individuals like myself. Hey friends, let me pause for a second and let you know about something that I am super excited about. Did you know that every month I go live in my coaching community of wedding and event pros called Creatives Corner? It is a supportive and collaborative network of wedding and event pros who are ready to grow and scale their business. I teach them the latest strategies for them to implement in their business for massive growth and success. If you're a wedding and event pro and are sick and tired of trying to grow your business without success, then stop stressing and head over to thekeshexperience.com/creativescorner to learn more about this amazing membership experience. Every month, I pick a hot topic and I go live on Zoom and coach my members every week on that particular topic. I provide action worksheets, photos for social media marketing, tools, resources, and worksheets, and so much more. It is the community to be if you're ready to see growth and success. If you want to learn the latest strategies to grow your business faster, go to thekeshexperience.com/creativescorner and sign up. Okay, so now let's talk about what it means to be a multi-passionate. Let's dive into what it really means to have multiple passions. So if you find yourself intrigued by different fields, if your curiosity spans various disciplines, you're likely multi-passionate. Or some people say multi-hyphenate. I use both, right? It's more than having hobbies. It's about how these interests shape your thinking and your creativity, like the things you want to do with these things. So I want to explore those traits that define a multi-passionate individual. And I want us to celebrate the diversity of what they bring to the table, because it's something to be celebrated. Versus what people normally do, which is bash you or make you feel like you are doing the most, right? But being multi-passionate is something that you should celebrate. Celebrate the diversity of thought that you bring to the table. Being multi-passionate means having different interests, passions, and pursuits. That's it. And if, as you're listening right now, you're probably thinking, am I multi-passionate? I probably am, right? Most people are, but society makes you fear this actual attribute. And then we sometimes push back and we hide from it. But it's about embracing the diverse aspects of your personality and your talents and your skill set and using them to fuel your creativity and entrepreneur journey. Again, society often pressures us to choose one path or niche. But being multi-passionate allows us to break free from these constraints and create unique, fulfilling lives and businesses. Imagine the joy of actually embracing these multi-passions that you have and breaking free from societal norms and demands. There are actually benefits of being a multi-passionate, contrary to what you hear. Embracing your multi-passion or your multi-passionate nature offers different benefits, like a diverse skill set. I find that I get to tap into my different skill sets even within certain, like in a wedding field, I'm able to tap into more than most people can. pursuing multiple passions allows you to develop a range of skills that can be very useful in both your personal and professional life. I think being multi-passionate leads to innovation. Combining different interests can lead to innovative ideas and solutions, setting you apart from your competition. You know, even for me, even within the wedding industry, adding the design component or embracing that. And I will also tell you this, when I started designing, a lot of people talked me out of it and said, are you sure you want to be a planner and a designer? Because nobody's going to want to work with you and la, 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 la. And I'm like, so my question was, so do I ignore my talents and my passion to make someone else comfortable? And the answer was a big fat hell no. The answer was go forward, do your thing, and do it with integrity and respect, right? So again, you might find yourself dabbling into multiple things, even within the same industry. It's okay. It's okay. You're going to find your people. Your people are going to find you. And people that truly appreciate you and your art and your creativity will be your people, right? I don't need everybody to be my person. That's not even possible. But it's just crazy that a lot of people will talk you out of things that you're meant to be doing. And the crazier part is that some people actually listen to that, right? If I listened to the tons of people that told me, that tried to talk me out of designing and all the consequences that would come from it, if I started designing and how people would want to work with me and la, 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 it was so exhausting. It was scary. I knew I had a deep desire. I had something in me design-wise, and I was terrified. And for ages, I would never really market myself as a designer because I was still scared and I was still coming from that place of where they put me. And over time, by just embracing, being true to myself and just embracing, God has blessed me with my clientele and my people. And none of that has been a worry ever since. But you know, they put it in your head and it becomes this thing that tugs at you. Every time you want to launch something, you are afraid, not because it's not great, but because of what people are going to think about, oh, what are you doing now? You know, I have people that tell me, what are we launching now? And I'm like, stay tuned, because it's probably something. You know, as much as it might be said in a joking fashion, believe me when I tell you that it's not a joke on their end. There is an intention there. It's either to make you feel smaller or to convince you to leave whatever you're about to do that is about to be epic. And the other thing I realized too is that when people try to talk you out of something, it's not because they don't think you can do it. It's really because they can't. So they'd rather have someone else on the same pace system. And like I said, doing one thing is completely fine as long as you're being true to yourself. But doing one thing when you have multiple passions is a disservice to yourself and your creativity and your gifts, because there's more inside of you. It's just about the how, the strategies, and how you navigate it. I think also one of the benefits of being a multi-passionate is adaptability. Being comfortable with change and being capable of pivoting between passions just enables you to stay strong and responsive to new opportunities. You actually embrace new opportunities quicker than most people because you're ready for anything. I would be the first one to try something new, and I want to weave it into my brand and my story because I truly have an idea of where I want my brand to go and the things I want to do with it. It's all under the realm of my skill set. Everything I do, I'm capable of doing it. So I dabble into it and I do it with joy, and I'm no longer scared, even if I allow self-doubt sometimes to come in and try to, you know, mess with me a little bit. Like, here we go again, girl. What are you thinking about doing now? Are you sure you want to add one more thing? And the answer is always going to be a yes, right? Because the last part about the things that you gain from being allowing yourself to be a multi-passionate, if that's who you are, is personal fulfillment. It is the worst thing to have these things burning inside of you, but you don't do it. It leads to that feeling of lack of fulfillment. So nurturing your diverse interests leads to more a more satisfying and well-rounded life. I will tell you that I feel very much well-rounded because I have multiple passions. It's all under my skill set umbrella, which are multiple things, but I'm able to feed those things and do it with joy and pride. You know, be proud in your multiple efforts. And even if those other passions are beginning phases, be proud of it and do it with joy because it is going to grow. It is going to be, it's going to be bigger than you hope for if you stick with it and if you do it with pride and you embrace it. Okay, so I want to now jump into some strategies because being a multi-passionate requires balancing your passions. You need a strategy for doing that, right? So having talked about what that means and how and what that looks like and the benefit, let's shift focus to the practical side of things. How do you manage your different passions without stretching yourself too thin? And this to me is where the art of strategy comes into play. First and foremost, it's all about creating a system that works for you. May I repeat, for you. I can give you my strategies, but you have to weave that into your lifestyle. You know your life better than anybody else. There are some standard strategies, and you have to work that system into in a way that works for you. Every multi-passionate individual has a unique blend of interests, so there's no one-size-fits-all approach to this. However, there are certain strategies that can help you navigate this path with more ease and effectiveness. This is something I'm passionate about. I don't know if you can tell because I'm truly fired up in this episode because it's been my life for over a decade and I've struggled with it. And I'm just finally in a place where I'm okay with my crazy ideas and my ever-flowing stream of things that I want to do that I actually love. Right. So like I said, managing multi-passions is an art in itself, believe me, but it requires a blend of organization, strategy, and a deep understanding of oneself. You have to know what works for you. And the only way to know that truly is by testing things out, trying what works, seeing, getting rid of what doesn't work, and continuing to tweak every day. As of this morning, the day of this recording, I sat in my kitchen island while having my morning coffee. And I just started restructuring my week. And I think these days are better for certain things based on my recent experience and how I'm navigating those things, right? So I have days where I do media, podcast recording, things like that. Then I have days for admin for weddings. And I was just moving things around a little bit because I feel like, let's try this out and see how that works, right? So prioritization is key. But you have to find a balance of what works for you. But here are some tips to help you manage your passions effectively. One, prioritization. Prioritization, if I can say this word correctly. Prioritize. Key. that was not working out. You have to be able to identify the most important passions and allocate your time and energy accordingly. For example, if you have 20 crazy passions, which all of our great ideas are crazy in the beginning. You may not be able to do them all at once, and that's okay too, right? Have them written down, put them down, put, you know, go from your head to paper. You can visualize it and then prioritize in order of what's important, right? So identify which ones hold the most value or urgency at this time. This doesn't mean that you're going to abandon those passions. It's just giving focus attention where and when it's most needed. That is the first thing. So make a list of all these things that you are passionate about, writing books, creating a podcast, maybe creating a show, doing a weekly series, coaching, whatever, being an influencer, all the things, launching your design business, adding this, styling, whatever the case may be, write them all down and then arrange them in the order of importance. Start there. Second, set boundaries. I can't stress this one enough. When you establish boundaries to help prevent one passion from overshadowing or consuming the other. because sometimes we get so lost in one passion, we forget about all of these. So if you are a wedding planner, for example, and you have multiple passions, make sure that one passion is not overshadowing the other, which means that there has to be a healthy balance for each one. Also, you have to know when to say no. I've been guilty of that. I've said yes to literally every request to speak and do all these things when I had some more pressing things to do. So now I've just embraced saying no. You know, there's sometimes it's just a no, right? No further explanation needed, right? Boundaries prevent you from overcommitting and allowing you to dedicate the necessary energy to each of your passion without burnout. Because when you try to do your multiple passions and then try to do multiple things in addition that are distracted, and maybe to just it leads to overcommitting. Now you're stretched out. What you're going to do is you're going to get burnt out, and all these passions are going to suffer as well. So set boundaries. Next is to schedule your time. Man or man, a calendar is your best friend. If you tell me you have multiple passions and you don't live off your calendar, I won't believe you. Because no matter what, no matter how disciplined you are, you have to schedule your time. Use a calendar or a planner and allocate dedicated times for each passion to ensure that they all receive your attention. I can't stress this enough. Everything goes on a calendar. Literally. Today, I put drink hot water and half a lemon on my calendar. I thought I was losing my mind when I actually wrote it, but I was like, I chuckled and I'm like, I'm keeping that there. Because when I schedule things, it becomes a reality. I see it, right? It's so easy to just step away from things or just forgive yourself and skip it because it's not scheduled. But if you actually schedule something, it becomes a real thing that you hold yourself accountable. Like, I'm going to the gym today. Great. What time? And two, put it on your calendar. I have a 6:30 p.m. class on my calendar as we speak, and I don't have a choice. I'm going to go because it's scheduled. Utilize tools and techniques that aid in efficient time management, whether it's a digital calendar, planning app, traditional planner. Find what helps you keep track of your commitments and ensures that you allocate time for each of your passions. So each passion, depending on the severity of that passion, needs a block of time that allows that passion to be fruitful, right? So again, schedule your time. Probably one of the, should be my number one. All these are important, but you have to schedule. Like, I have days for different things. And if you saw my calendar, you would think I'm actually nuts, but it works for me. I know days for different things. My Sunday is for self-care. It's my play day. So there's nothing serious really scheduled besides a few prepping things and then planning my week, because that's how I prep for the new week. But there are other days that are heavier than others because that's how it's structured, right? Okay, so plan and schedule your time. Next is to embrace synergy. Look for ways to integrate your passions and create a cohesive brand or business that shows your diverse interests. So what do I mean by that? Is you can be known for everything, right? So in these passions, are you able to weave in the things that you are known for? For example, I started as a planner and my passion led me to another passion, which is designing. Great. And then I fell in love with the art of celebrating and all the things that come with it. So then I launched a lifestyle brand, The Art of Celebrating, right? Slide plug in, theartofcelebrating.com. New magazine issue just dropped, so go check it out. But then that passion led me to another. So now we have the lifestyle brand, which expands beyond weddings, right? Big passion of mine. It focuses on celebrations, traveling, lifestyle, wellness, which is a big, big part of my brand as well. Also, my passion for learning and educating led me to create the podcast and also the coaching platform, The Kesh Experience. So when I say like embrace synergy, you want to integrate your passions into creating a cohesive brand. So my brand is known for celebrations, luxury celebrations, but all the things I do feed off that. I have a weekly show on Instagram, The Art of Celebrating, where I share tips and sometimes it's not about weddings, it's about something else, right? All of these strategies can lead to innovation and making your work stand out. Truly, because of the brand that I've built and the way it's structured, I can say that I do stand out. And you have to find your way of standing out in an industry that is saturated and everyone is doing the same thing. So I always say, if everyone is going left, I want to go right. And I'm not doing it because it's random. I'm doing it because truly I am a multi-hyphenate. I'm passionate about multiple things that kind of luckily all work together. It's all, I can talk about the same thing. I can weave them into all the different aspects of my multiple passions and multiple pursuits, but that's important, right? Making sure there's synergy. Next is to build a team. Support, oh my goodness, your support network is so vital. Delegation can be your best friend, because here's the good news, or here's the news, is that you can't do everything yourself. One, surround yourself with people that support you. Your support system is so important. But also surround yourself with people who complement your skills and understand your vision. Because every time, if you're around the wrong community, the wrong people, it's going to be very difficult to want to do more or do the next thing because they don't support you. Either they're rolling your eyes when you're sharing your next idea, or something, or you leave there feeling like, am I doing the right thing? Your support system is important. So don't underestimate the power of collaboration as well. Sometimes bringing in a freelance talent for specific tasks can help provide you with the freedom to focus on areas where your attention is most needed, because not all tasks under that passion is for you. So you have to find freelancers, contractors that can now help bring that vision to life, right? So collaboration is key. I want to share a personal habit that's been a game changer for me, which is the practice of regular self-reflection. I do this so much. I've taken time to assess what's working and what isn't working has helped me realign my goals and strategies. So while you have a spark of passion, you may have a list of things to do. Once you get into it, don't sit in it without reassessing. So constantly be in a process of reevaluation and reviewing things so that you can tweak them and make them better. Right. So it's just for me, it's a moment where I get to listen to my inner voice and remind myself of why I embarked on this multi-passionate journey. Because sometimes we do get distracted. So I encourage you to start applying these strategies. Begin with small steps and gradually you find your rhythm that allows you to thrive in all of your endeavors. And I say all of your endeavors because all of your endeavors, it's possible for all of them to be successful. You just have to have a rhythm. You have to have structure and you have to have faith that these multiple passions of yours are right for you and you give it your everything. And you don't do it wondering what the next person is thinking or if someone is going to approve, do it anyway. Okay. So as a reminder, as we wrap up, I just want to leave you with a few things. Being multi-passionate doesn't mean you have to juggle everything alone or constantly hustle without rest. It's about finding balance, embracing structure, and making informed choices, including no to the things that don't serve you at that moment. Being multi-passionate is a journey filled with discovery, challenges, and triumphs. While some days may be challenging and overwhelming, just remember that there's victory on the other side, right? But remember that your interests, again, they're not just whims. They're reflections of your multifaceted personality, and you need to embrace them. You need to nurture them and watch as they paint a picture of success and fulfillment in your life. Again, being multi-passionate is a gift that you are allowed to explore and innovate in your own unique way. So embrace your diverse interests, use them to fuel your entrepreneur journey, use it to enrich your personal life, and so set yourself apart in your industry. That's all I have. Thank you for joining me on this journey of exploration and discovery. I hope today's discussion hit home for you and has inspired you to celebrate and nurture your multi-passionate nature. Thank you so much. See you next time.
that is all we've got for this episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, I share more tips and strategies inside my coaching membership experience for wedding and event creatives called Creatives Corner. This is where you get me live coaching you every week with strategies to grow your business and keep you motivated and accountable. If you're not a member yet, go to thekeshexperience.com to join the waitlist so that you can get notified when we open our doors again. Can't wait to see you there. Until next time, remember, your dreams don't work unless you do.